Hello, we're Kiki and Avi, and this podcast is all about the town raids during the Civil War. Basically, raids were to gather materials and lower the spirits of the people, causing them to want to stop the war. The difference between a battle and a raid was battles were more like the Union and Confederates fighting against each other. So the difference between raids and battles was raids were more citizens fighting against Confederates or the Union, not really fighting against them. It was more like they were completely at the mercy of the Confederates or the Union. In all of these examples, it's Confederates doing the raids.
Williams Control Raid was a Confederate raid, also known as the Lawrence Massacre. This happened in 1863, August 21st, in Lawrence, Douglas County, Kansas. Around 160 to about 190 men and also boys were killed, and there was one raider that was killed, Larkin Skaggs. One of the most famous deaths from hiding was the mayor. He died in a well, his family's well, from smoke inhalation. People were granted the chance to escape safely before setting the building ablaze, so they would let the civilians go before they set the building on fire. They ransacked homes, lit buildings on fire, and looted the stores and shot civilians. Which is kind of weird because they would let them out of the building, and then they would also shoot civilians, which is kind of confusing why they would do that, but anyway. They spent around $101.5 million to clean up. So that's approximately $26.6 million today, which is a lot of money to clean up for a raid.
A year later, on October 19th, 1864, the Confederates issued another raid known as the St. Albans Raid. 25 Confederates were involved, so it was a very small raid, and they came in through Canada and worsened the U.S. and Canada relations, which were already pretty tense at the time. So during the raid, only one man was killed, and three banks were robbed, and it was $200,000 that was robbed from these banks. After the raid, the Confederates escaped into Canadian territory, which was their biggest mistake because Canadians arrested about half of the Confederate soldiers on October 21st, only 3 days after the raid. After the money was returned that was stolen on December 13th, but when they came back, five Confederate soldiers were rearrested. Going back a year to 1863 in July, a raid that lasted 13 days,
which was in southeastern Ohio,
was known as the Great Raid, the Indian Ohio Raid, the Ohio Raid, or just Morgan's Raid. And as you guessed, General John Hunt Morgan, who was a cavalry leader and a Confederate, was the leader of this raid.
The only major battle / raid and attack on Ohio on commission by the Confederate was the Morgan's Raid.
So they were pretty strategic in this raid, but
they had more strategies for this raid than they have the other ones, instead of like going out and just killing and setting buildings.
I mean, the fact that it lasted 13 days is amazing in itself.
Yeah, 13 days is a really long time for a raid. I feel like raids are usually really short, scares off the civilians, kill the civilians, make your point, and leave before anything can happen to you. This lasted 13 days before anything was stopped.
Yeah, and I mean, they were parading around, like, what is today the outskirts of Cincinnati. So, like...
They were enjoying it.
But anyway, back to the strategic thing. So they were spreading incorrect rumors that they were planning an attack on Indianapolis, Indiana. Like, Morgan's raiders were spreading this.
So they didn't realize that they were going to Ohio, so they would be surprised. And Indiana probably freaked out and like had a bunch of guards there instead of protecting the outskirts of
Cincinnati. Yeah. I was reading it and it was like 100 to like 300 men that were battling against Morgan and his 400 men.
That's insane that a loss of three. They put up for 13 days of that.
Like, they were parading through these towns, like, just kind of destroying everything in their sight. But everything good has to come to an end. They also have to start. But in Columbiana County, Ohio, Morgan and 400 of his men, 400, he had more than 400 men, but sorry, I said incorrectly earlier. But Morgan and 400 of his men were captured after the raid.
13 days? It took them that long to get captured? I feel like in those 13 days that was happening, like on the second, like even the 10th day, someone would come and try to fix this or stop this. For 13 days, that's nonstop destroying it. There's nothing left. Like, there couldn't be anything left of that.
And, I mean, like, this was after the raid. Like, I didn't get any specifics on this one. Like, it could have been days after the raid. They were trying to go north for whatever reason. And
North Ohio or just, like...
Like, they were trying to go northern to escape. But, I mean, like, there's nothing up there, so...
I mean, you hit Canada, but you have to go...
Isn't there a lake up there, too, though?
Like, yeah, there's, like,
it's like Erie. You have to go through Lake Erie. Like...
I mean, you could go at an angle and, like, go through Michigan to get up to Canada, but still, like, I feel like I would retreat back south to where, you know, you're safe, where there's more of your men.
Yeah, but that's also the thing. They had to go through more northern territory, so, like, north territory.
Going around a lake. I feel like, I don't know.
But, I mean, like, their heads, like, this was, like, 13 days in Ohio in, like, wow.
That's just really surprising.
So, to wrap it up, I think, like, it's a little curious how, like, why we picked these certain raids for the Lawrence raid. Like, that was more of a personal one for me. Like, Lawrence means something to me. So, the reason for picking the St. Albans raid was because of just how crazy, ridiculous it was. Like, who robs three banks and then leaves? And you only got, like, $200,000 from it? I mean, that's a lot. Like, in their time, but, like, I don't know. I feel like a bank would have more than that.
Maybe, like, not in that time. They wouldn't have that much, because that's a lot of money for them back then.
Yeah. Then, you also get caught and have to return the money. Like, what? And the final one, Morgan's raid, was for personal reasons again, because, I mean, took place in Ohio, and we live in Ohio, so reasons, man. Well, we're signing off. Goodbye, podcast listeners. You listen to Abby and Kiki.